think we would have probably had to wrap it up. Or like you say, or sort of turn into a tribute band where you're just doing a tribute to your former self. Now, all the possibilities are there again. You know, I'm excited to have this record come out and have us not tour for a while. See how it's accepted and give the album an opportunity to seed and grow in the hearts and minds of our fans. Because when I go on the road again, if we decide to go out again, and it won't be anytime soon, I haven't put a timetable on it, but if we decide to go out again, I want to be able to play 7 or 8 songs from this album. I don't want to just do How Long and then go right into Hotel California and Peaceful Easy Feeling. I want to be able to play a lot of these songs because they're good, because we're singing. You know, I think we made good records. I think they're good songs. I think we made good choices about the way we produced them. Now there's a whole nother chapter or chapters that can be written because we got our act together the last 2 years and finished a record.
I think that is something we all started thinking about from playing a lot of shows, playing the old stuff over and over. Yeah, people come to hear that. But after a while, you kind of start feeling like you're a Vegas lounge act or something. So between kind of starting to feel like whores, playing 20-year-old songs, you know, for cash, there's this thing where really to feel like a valid, creative person for the generation you represent, you need to represent.
Gold and the Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden.